Hi, everybody. Good, thanks. How are you? So it was wonderful to have such lovely music. Thank you, Jan and Mike. So you don't need me to tell you that this is the most corrupt, racist, and Christian theocratic administration that I've ever known. And as a result, this single piece of paper, this Bill of Rights, may be the only thing protecting us from the rising tide of fascism in this country. So I'm very grateful to the work that the ACLU does and all the wonderful activists who are out there working every day to push back against what Donald Trump is doing and to try to restore some sanity to our democracy. My taste in men, or you are my type. If you let others define you, if you take whatever you can get, if you get paid in cash and spend it all in one night, if you're always on the skids, if your mother's lover showed you his ugly paring knife, if you grew up in a butcher's shop, if your father drank himself to death, if you wear sleeveless t-shirts or a bracelet that beeps around your ankle, if you are ever so slightly underage, if you start fist fights, if you have any little bump you call a bicep, if you lose your mind from time to time, if your tattoos are made with pin and ink pen, if you wear the same baseball cap no matter what team you're on, if you spoon out the salt of your pits to all who'll smell, if you like the reckless announcement of your shout, if you swagger like a badger, if you can only sleep on a 40 of beer, if you wear boots that need licked clean, if you got sucked off by your babysitter at the age of 6, if your divorced mom locked you in a closet with a cold bowl of oatmeal to go away for the weekend with her new boyfriend, if she choked you until you blacked out, if she blamed you for everything, if you were 302'd for getting drunk and holding jagged bottle to your throat, if you blocked a car at a green light after 2 a.m., until the driver got out and wrestled with you in the headlights to Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill, if you pushed down on the back of my neck, if you died young, if you have nowhere to go. Thank you. And this poem is about being a gay bottom. Sexually. It's called "The Male Vagina Comes Into Her Own." The fascination men hold for breasts, for squeezing them during sex, staring down the nipples who never blink but flinch anyway when pinched, is something I have known. When all the body removed from my hair, I recline smooth all over, my titties rising, big nipples up. Then I know I almost become woman truly wanted by a man. I become this woman wanted by him. This woman whose water is as to his divining rod. This woman, not just any knothole, any fertility fetish made flesh. This woman whose soul is possessed by him through her asshole. My hole is his sacred mother. I'm hooked onto his shaft, dangling a big fish. He surrounds me from behind. I turn my head to watch him thrust, stroke. It's the best part. He presses my back with both palms. He presses my head down. He makes me feel like my neck will break when he pile drives me into the pillows. I hillside slide upside down until I break my neck or suffocate. He is the one who claims me for myself. He is the one. The black fishnet stockings run along his shoulders as he props my ankles in the air, dives in me. My vagina chakra is wide open. She will never close again. Thank you. Thank you. And now please welcome the incomparable Arlene Wiener.